with Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police, Shane Patton, at the Alexandra Police Station, at the official opening of the Alexandra Police Station. Shane, what does the opening of the new station mean to you?
Oh, look, it's a very proud moment. I mean, to have police members here to be able to serve the community in a purpose-built facility that will make it safe for community members. It acts as a sanctuary when people need to be here, when they need to come in and they're looking for safety. When we have to bring suspects or offenders in, they'll be treated with dignity. A police station is a community hub. We're here to serve the community, and to me, this just represents everything that's good about policing, about our engagement with the community.
Police stations have come a long way, haven't they? We're just talking with Ray, who's a former OIC here at Alexandra. Obviously, this is a pretty upmarket police station compared to back in the days of horses and cart.
Oh, very much so. And when you hear the stories how we've upgraded to an indoor cell or holding area, it's astounding when you think about the facilities that weren't available back then. But now we are very much focused on health and safety for our police officers, health and safety for anyone's in custody so they don't harm themselves, and accessibility for people. So it takes into account a whole range of different things. But more importantly, everyone knows where it is, everyone knows what it stands for, and everyone knows they can get help and that we're here to assist anybody.
And this is not only a home for the local police members, it's also a home for the CIU.
Yeah, there's one sergeant and three detectives here, and that's so important because, I mean, the uniformed members, they are the initial responders, but sometimes we have complex crimes which require further investigation. Having the detectives here so they can work hand in glove, so they're talking and making sure they can pass that information on to each other and respond to some of the more complex crimes in the community, it really is a real benefit.
Would Alexandra be classified as a 24-hour station or similar?
It's a non-24-hour station, but it is a significant one that has the capacity for, given that it's been built, to expand if need be. We're not saying we're doing that at this time. But, you know, you do plan for the future, and it has the capacity here when you have significant emergency management events, as has been the case, to be able to stand up appropriate police operation centres and the like. So it's not a 24-hour police station, but it's a fantastic facility that allows that flexibility.
Anything else you'd like to add about the station and Victoria Police in general?
Oh, just that since I've been in my job for a bit over a year, I've been talking about a back-to-basics approach. That's my policing philosophy. That's about listening to the community. It's about engaging with the community and hearing what the community needs and wants so that we can make them safe. This police station represents all of that, and what it means for us is that we're here to help. Come and talk to us, and we'll be out and about making sure we're visible and can do what we want to make everyone's lives that much better.
Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police, Shane Patton, thank you.
Thank you.
With our Mayor, Councillor Resendez McCauley, who's at the opening of the Alexandra Police Station, built in 2019, but COVID's delayed the official opening. Sanders, nice new police station, isn't it?
It's a very nice new police station. It's nice to be able to visit and have a look inside. You know, it's not always accessible. To people, but it's lovely to come and have a look at it. And the police here are very, very friendly, and we're having a lovely afternoon here, you know, sort of celebrating the official opening here.
Yeah, it's a lovely spot, and obviously a nice state-of-the-art police station, so hopefully you don't have to visit for any other reason.
No, I'm happy to come along any time for a cup of tea and a nice quiet chat. They're a lovely, friendly team here, but they are spread very widely, and we were just talking about how widely they are spread. So from here to King Lake and up and around. So it's a very busy job here at the station.
Councillor Sanders McCauley, thank you.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Our local estate member, Sydney McLeish, is here for the opening of the new Alexandra Police Station. Sydney's got a big smile. You look like you're pretty happy about this.
I'm just amused that it's taken, you know, well over 2 years before it's actually officially opened, when the guys and girls have been in here doing their stuff for, you know, the best part of 2.5 years.
Well, I was just talking to the guys that built the police station. They said they've had no recall, so they're pretty happy about that.
Oh, they should be. And I think young Mitch Sunbloom, I'll call him young Mitch, it was his first, as Hedger, his first supervising project. And when you talk to the guys and girls at work here, that they say what a great building it's ended up being. So, you know, he's done well. Hedges have done another great job, and we've got a great police station in the town of Alex.
I was just talking to some of the police members here before. We're in a little opening, little alcove in the building where it's open to the sky. Once upon a time, this is where you used to come and have a smoke, but now these days it's just got the barbie here.
And I think having the barbie here is a great thing, and it's good that there's no smoking inside.
What do you think of the new station though, Cindy?
Look, from what I've heard, it's a really great layout. It looks really great, and they're telling me that it's really functional. And they're also saying that headquarters listened to the guys on the ground saying, this is what we need and this is what will make it really good. And, you know, credit to Andrew Walker, the guys here said that he, you know, said what it should look like, and they listened, and everyone says it's got a great result.
Yeah, he certainly pushed it along.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's important because you need the people who are working with things every day. You know, you need to make sure it flows and it works for you. And sometimes if the designs aren't quite right, you know, it just, it's one of those little prickles that bothers everybody. But I think this has turned out to be really good.
You've got a few police stations in Murrindindi Shire and your electorate, haven't you?
I have, quite a few. And at the moment, there's quite a few of the crew being pulled off to do sentinel duties with border patrols and things like that, which makes them a little bit lighter on the ground. But I think we all have to just push through that.
Well, thank you for being here today. I'm sure it was a proud moment for you.
Oh, look, it was good to see it finally opened. Yeah, I was pleased about that. And the crews from everywhere that comes along to support is really terrific, you know. And having Shane Patton in town, I didn't realise he was a Seymour boy. Went to Seymour High, I think, not Tech. Yeah, so he was a Seymour boy, and having him come back to this area and to this town, I think was good too for him to see it.
Oh, he's got a bit of local knowledge, a bit like you probably.
A little bit, yeah, but he's probably got a better local knowledge of some of the policing matters over in Seymour.
A local state member for Eildon, Cindy McLeish, thank you.
Pleasure, Peter.